If you put a child in a dark room with the advice, don't be afraid, I think it wouldn't help much. The moment you shut the door and it is dark, the child would feel, nobody can see me, nobody can hear me, it is dark, I am all alone and I am afraid. But a small hole in the door that lets in a light would be enough to calm the child. He would think, I can call my father, I can hear him, and I see the light, it gives me hope and courage. Not only children, but we all have our fear and allied troubles. What will happen to me? Will I be able to do the duties assigned to me? What will happen when I get old and have no more friends? Will I be completely cured of my illness? Sometimes we are afraid of growing old. We are afraid that we will take a wrong decision. We are afraid of what the future will bring our children. So these adversities can make us lose hope and make us discouraged. With these growing these questions bothering us, we shut ourselves often in our own dark cells and we feel afraid. Even the most faithful people are not free from crises and fears that beset us. But Jesus' optimism is unconquerable. It sheds lights in the darkness of our fears, worries, and anxieties. In today's gospel, Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust in me. There is no reason for you to fear, to lose courage. Have faith in God. And in particular, have faith in Jesus. This would enable them to calm their hearts as they face what they lay ahead. Whatever troubles or crises affect us, we know that God understands it better than we ourselves do. Nothing happens to you without the knowledge of the Father. Even in the middle of troubles, we should look at Jesus, turn to Jesus, because he is our peace. Jesus says, believe in me and look at me. Not even death can harm you. I go to the Father and will take you to him so that you may be sharers of his eternal glory. Jesus reveals the love of the Father. He has concern for us. He wants to prepare a place for us, a true home, an eternal abode. Moreover, Jesus says, when I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself. We will then have no more fear, worry, or anxiety, for where Jesus is, there too we will be. We are assured that Jesus will take us to share the divine life, the life with God, the life of fulfillment, a place of lasting peace, friendship, and happiness with God. Jesus is the way to this Father, to this place. He who follows him will be taken into the home of the Father. He does not simply teach us the way to the Father. He is the unique way. He not only speaks the truth, he is the truth, the complete truth. He not only gives life, he is the perfect life. Therefore, a Christian without Christ is dead. Fear will overcome him because he lets no light of Christ enter him. The closer we come to him and follow him, the way, the truth, and the life, the more rightly will we tread on the path to perfection. The last verse of Psalm 27 sums up nicely. Trust in the Lord. Have faith. Do not despair. Trust in the Lord. The only way to remain calm even in the middle of our troubles.